All right, let's go to God in prayer. And I want to lift up something specific, a chain I want to see broken. We're seeing it this morning, but I want to pray for it. That's a chain of racial division. I'm getting kind of tired of that chain holding back our society as a whole. I'm getting tired of that chain dividing us on the internet, dividing us in our neighborhoods, dividing us in our schools. That chain needs to go. That chain was never part of God's plan to begin with. And so let's go to God in prayer, and let's lift this up, and let's pray that these chains would be broken in Christ's mighty name. Holy and Heavenly Father, man, I see just the beauty of this sanctuary. I see the different ethnicities and the different nations come together to the diversity in this place to glorify and honor your name. And we know, Lord, you've promised us in Revelation 7:9 that every tribe, every tongue, every nation is going to glorify you. And Father, we want to name the sin of our world that we've chosen to divide over ethnicity and race, and over things that should be gifts are instead things that separate us from one another. And we, your church, want to take the lead in breaking down that stronghold today, Father. We pray that you would give us the strength, the courage, the love, the compassion to look at the person across the table and to say they might be different, but they are made in the image of God. They are my brother and sister in Christ. And they have a gift they offer this world, and I'm going to look and listen until I can see it. And then when I see it, I'm going to celebrate it, because it's one more thing that's bringing the hope of Jesus Christ in this world. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship today. We thank you for the opportunity to gather into your house today. And we pray for that chain to be broken this morning. In Christ's mighty name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. How's everybody doing this morning? You doing all right? I can just tell tables are messing some of you up already, man. Just bringing in tables has messed up your DNA at this point. But we want to welcome you, and we are glad you are here. Do you want to translate? Okay, awesome, fantastic, Patricia. Come on up. So we want to welcome you to our special Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. She's got green and red, Steve.
Vamos a darle las bienvenidas a la celebración de la Hispanidad este día.
My name is Mark Morris. I'm pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church.
Mi nombre es Mark Morris, y yo soy el pastor principal de la Iglesia Redeemer.
And this is Patricia, translator extraordinaire from Iglesia Emmanuel Church. You don't want to translate that? So do that. And then I'll say one more special introduction. Pastor, and I don't see Pastora. Oh, Pastora from Iglesia Emmanuel.
Y una, les queremos presentar al Pastor Roberto y su esposa Vilma, que están también con nosotros hoy día.
We'll give you a little more details about what Hispanic Heritage Month is in just a moment, but we want to go over the basics for some of you.
Vamos a darles un poco de la introducción de qué se está festejando hoy día en el día de la celebración de la Hispanidad, pero les vamos a dar una información previa ahora.
We have a joint worship service planned with Iglesia Emmanuel.
Tenemos planeado un servicio corto de alabanza combinado con la Iglesia Emmanuel.
Iglesia Emmanuel is a congregation that uses our church on Sunday afternoons and Wednesday nights with us.
La Iglesia Emmanuel es la que utiliza este templo para sus servicios los días domingos y miércoles.
And we're grateful they're here to join us.
Y estamos muy agradecidos de que estén aquí para junto con nosotros.
Our worship service will work something like this.
Nuestro servicio va a funcionar así.
Instead of a sermon, we're going to do a special series of events honoring Hispanic culture.
En vez del servicio mismo, vamos a tener una serie de eventos culturales que vamos a recapitular.
And instead of dismissing the kids like we normally would for elementary church, they'll stay with us to watch some of these events.
Y en vez de que mandemos a nuestros niños hacia el área del cuidado infantil, vamos a tenerlos con nosotros hoy día.
And then after that's done, we'll say a blessing and then transition to lunch together.
Y después de eso vamos a bendecir los alimentos y vamos a compartir los alimentos juntos.
A couple of instructions as we go forward.
Un par de instrucciones mientras lo hacemos ahora.
First, for your kids, if they're in kindergarten or younger, they will be staying with their teachers for children's church until lunch, and then grab your kids at lunch. We don't feed them.
Primeramente, los niños de kindergarten
kinder and lower.
Y más pequeños que kinder, por favor, mándelos con sus niños hasta la hora del almuerzo.
Elementary will stay with us the entire time, but do grab them for lunch as well. No fair leaving them with us.
Elementary, los muchachitos ya de más grandecitos, por favor, sí los agarren con ustedes, se queden con ustedes, pero ambos, los pequeños y los grandes, están invitados a participar de los alimentos.
I know some of you may have to leave at 11:45.
Yo sé que algunos de ustedes tengan que irse, tal vez a las 11:45.
But we invite you to stay if you can for the lunch.
Pero les invitamos a que se queden para el almuerzo.
And I know somebody in here is doing the thing where they didn't bring food, so they feel guilty, so they want to stay, but they're not going to because they didn't bring food. Just stay.
Yo sé que algunos de ustedes tal vez se sienten culpables porque no han traído comida. Por favor, no se sientan culpables, quédense.
Does that translate into Spanish? What does it mean? Yeah.
So, yes.
And so that will be our day today. We're really excited.
Entonces eso es lo que vamos a hacer y estamos muy emocionados.
And then I don't even know how to do this. This is mostly for Redeemer, but Iglesia Emmanuel, you're welcome to listen in.
Esto es atañe a la Iglesia Redeemer, pero Emmanuel también puede escucharlo.
We do our normal announcements on Sunday morning. We do want to let you know about some of the other events going on in the life of the church.
Los días domingos hacemos algunos anuncios acerca de la iglesia, entonces también los vamos a tener ahora.
If you grabbed a bulletin on the way in, I encourage you to take a moment and look it over and see some of the events coming up.
Algunos de los eventos que están viniendo están en su brochure que ustedes tienen, en su boletín.
I want to highlight one very cool event that happened last year that we think one of you, maybe two, will be able to join in this year.
Yo quiero mencionar uno de los eventos muy importantes que ha ocurrido el año pasado, que también ahora va a ocurrir.
With the help of PowerPoint, if you bring it up.
Y si con la ayuda del PowerPoint no lo podemos mirar.
So about 15 months ago, at Redeemer, we voted to put $35,000 into an endowed fund for a scholarship. So the idea behind it being that instead of spending the money, interest would let us do this continually, give $1,000 each year to a student that would need it to go on to college. And at the same time, a group began researching scholarships, discussing parameters, and they awarded the first scholarship. We want to give you a little bit of update about that. The group met, decided what they wanted it to look like. They wanted it to be a student at a Carrollton High School going to college. So real quick, a Carrollton High School, not necessarily CFBISD, but just any high school in Carrollton. And they have to be going to college. You can't use it to start your punk band or anything like that. It was something like that. We had a desire to fill in the gap and help maybe a student that wouldn't normally be helped. So maybe all the straight A students were getting scholarships, but the B plus students were struggling or whatever that might be. We wanted to fill in the gap and help them out. And then the third thing is we wanted to make sure that if they had some sort of story of adversity or whatever it might be, that we paid special attention to anyone that had done that, had overcome that. And so we are proud to say we awarded the first scholarship this past spring, and we want to do it again. If I could go to the next slide, please. I'd like you to meet Jay, a recent Hebron High School graduate. And Jay's, obviously, we don't give the real name because I don't want you all to track her down and be weirdos or anything like that. But Jay moved to the United States when she was 9 years old. Before that, she had grown up in South Korea. And she had to face the incredible adversity and adjustments of learning a new language, culture, and making friends. In fact, I'll share just one portion of her essay. Is telling the story of practicing over and over and over again in third grade how to tell her teacher when her birthday was. And she said it, and the teacher misunderstood, and she just went home crying that she had practiced so hard, and the teacher didn't still know what she was talking about and how hard that was. Well, Jay worked hard. She excelled academically, and she graduated from Hebron High School this past spring. Jay dreams of becoming a nurse, and she's actually started already at a local college, which is really exciting. And one reason she's going there is because we gave her $1,000 to do that. So because of Redeemer, we're able to help her out with $1,000. Huge thanks to our initial group that helped us out. Anna Belleville did a fantastic and awesome job leading and facilitating the entire group. We're grateful for Shannon Richards, Shirley Lane, and Lori Dietrich. I know Lori's gone, but I see Shannon, and I think Shirley was somewhere around here. So thank you guys for your wonderful work in doing that. And again, we're looking for one or two people to join next year's committee. So what you'd be doing is awarding the scholarship in 2019. And if you want to do that, give me a buzz, and we'd love to have you do that and be a part of that. So that's an awesome thing. Thank you for being part of that, and what a great story to be a part of. For any other announcements, I encourage you to take a moment and look at your bulletins, see some of the things going on in the life of the church. Again, at this point, the kids will stay with us. So elementary kids, you can stay with us to see part of the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. But we're going to go into a time of offering. It's our time where we give unto the Lord the gifts that He's entrusted to us, be it money, be it a relationship, be it circumstance, whatever it might be. Our offering time is going to be very tricky for the ushers, so we're going to do our best this morning. They will pass the giving baskets. You are free to give. If you'd like to give, Iglesia Emmanuel, you don't have to give to Redeemer. That's kind of weird, so just
do your own thing.
Figure out your own thing. Then they'll pass out the prayer pads. If you've got something you'd like prayer for, we encourage you to take a moment, write it down, and let us be praying for you. And then finally, a little bit of music before we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month will be taking place as well. So, do you want to translate any of that?
En este momento, la iglesia Redeemer van a dedicarse a hacer a colectar los diezmos y las ofrendas. Entonces, la iglesia Manuel, si es que alguno tiene el corazón compartir con ellos, por favor háganlo. Y de todas maneras, nosotros como congregación vamos a recoger nuestros diezmos y ofrendas después del servicio.
I want to see if Patricia translates what's coming next. Ready? Right, at this point in our worship, we want to go into this sort of joint time of worship with Iglesia Emmanuel. I know you guys have been here the whole time, but going into this joint time of worship. For Redeemer and for everyone, just give a quick overview. Why are we doing this? Ask for help with a PowerPoint to clarify what's going on, why we're doing this. But I just want to give a quick update with that. So to understand why we're doing what we're doing here today, you need to ask a simple question. A simple question is this: what will heaven look like, right? So like when we get to heaven, what will it look like? And, you know, will we all get there? And will there be a sense that there's no ethnicities or cultures and we're all the exact same skin shade and tone? And every day at meals, we eat the exact same thing. And, you know, the music is all the exact one style of music. And is that it? Or is it possible that there actually is diversity in heaven and that these different cultures are a gift from God to celebrate what God has given us? And I believe the answer is the second one, and I use that based on Revelation chapter 21. Two verses stand out to me. The first one is Revelation 21:24. It says, the nations will walk by its light, and they're talking about the light of the Lord, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into heaven. That the splendor of the nations will come into heaven. It doesn't say God's splendor, although God will be have splendor in heaven, but it says that the nations will have their splendor. And then the next verse says it even more. The glory and the honor of the nations, and by the way, the Greek word there is ethnos, it's where we get the word ethnicities. The glory and the honor of the ethnicities will come into heaven and bring joy and glory into heaven. So there's this sense that when we get there to heaven, we will be able to still celebrate the diversity that we have, right? When we get to heaven, it's not that everyone's going to eat plain white toast with butter on it, and that's the meals for the rest of your life. You get to go to eat at Super H Mart, or you get to go to La Tapatia, or there's a Whataburger in heaven, amen, or whatever it might be. And you get to celebrate these things as gifts of God. Not only do we celebrate these things, but my belief is that the different cultures God has given us are gifts to one another. And God reveals himself in different ways through these cultures. And when we come together, we see the gifts of all how God works. So that's basically what we're trying to do here today. And that's basically what we're celebrating. We're celebrating God that works in so many different cultures in so many different ways. I want to tell you a little bit. So that's the why. Tell you a little bit about what Hispanic Heritage Month is. I'm going to invite Patricia to come up and join me with this. So just real quick, in case you're wondering what it is and why right now, is that in Central and South America, several countries, by the way, Iglesia Emmanuel brought these tiny flags, and each one is a Central or South American country, except for the American flag right here, which is North American, but brought these tiny flags to do that. Several countries celebrate their independence days around this time. So in September 15th, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and Guatemala, and then to September 16th, Mexico, Chile, and Belize, Mexico and the Chile on the 18th, and September 21st for Belize. So it's a time of a lot of celebration, just like our United States 4th of July celebration of several different countries. That's probably a lot to translate. Mike, why don't you take over for a second here?
El motivo por el que se está celebrando el mes de la Hispanidad es primeramente el primer slide que el pastor mencionó es que lo más importante que es una revelación que cada nación servirá al Señor y está en Apocalipsis. Entonces les invitamos a que la lean un poquito. Es por eso que esa es la visión que él tenía, que cada nación, aunque sean diferentes tribus, todos adorarán al Señor. Segundo, ¿qué es? son muchas fiestas juntas, especialmente en Centroamérica hasta Norteamérica, que se celebran las independencias. Tenemos el 15 de septiembre, ayer era Costa Rica, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras y Guatemala. El día de hoy se celebra México. Septiembre 18, Chile. Septiembre 21, Belice. Entonces, es por eso es que usted ve cada banderita en su mesa.
And then, as you'll see, Hispanic Heritage Week in the United States was signed into law in 1968 by President Johnson, and then expanded to Hispanic Heritage Month in 1988 by President Reagan.
Y en este país, la Semana de la Hispanidad fue convertida en ley por el presidente Johnson en 1968, y se ha convertido no a semana, sino al mes por el presidente Reagan en 1988.
In just a moment, we'll see a dance. We'll pray for all these different countries, Hispanic countries on the Western Hemisphere. We'll sing a worship song together, and then, of course, we'll eat food.
En un momento más vamos a ver una danza que es del país de Colombia. Vamos a estar juntos, unirnos en una oración por los diferentes países. Vamos a escuchar una canción típica. Y también vamos a compartir la comida de diferentes países.
But before we do one thing that I'm very nervous about.
Vamos a hacer algo antes, que yo estoy un poquito nervioso.
So Iglesia Emmanuel is comprised of different Hispanic countries.
La Iglesia Emmanuel está conformada por muchos países diferentes, es multicultural.
And so we're excited to hear that. We had a Redeemer member from Mexico want to share part of the story of what this means in Mexico.
Un miembro de Redeemer que es de México quería compartir qué es lo que el mes de Hispanidad significa en México.
And so he put together a reading of what this means in Mexico.
Y él puso una estrofa de lo que significa esto en el país de México.
But what got lost in translation is apparently I'm reading it in Spanish, not him.
Pero creo que me voy a perder porque va a tener que leerse en español, dice. You can do it, Pastor.
All right. So if I cuss accidentally in Spanish, I don't mean to.
Por favor, si digo alguna mala palabra, perdóneme, porque no solo lo está leyendo.
El Día de la Independencia de México. El Día de la Independencia es la celebración más importante en México, en el cual se celebra el Grito de la Independencia del 16 de septiembre de 1810, el cual comenzó con la revolución en contra de los españoles después de 209 años. Esto es seguido del Día de El Grito de Dolores, por el padre Miguel Hidalgo y Costilla. Este evento es celebrado cada año en el noche del 15 de septiembre, cuando el presidente de México toca la campana y da el grito Viva México a las 11 de la noche, desde el balcón de Palacio Nacional en el Ciudad de México. Las calles son decoradas con banderas, flores y luces con los colores de la bandera, verde, blanco y rojo. Hay fiestas, desfiles, rodeos y juegos. También los juegos artificiales son gran parte de esta celebración. El Día de la Independencia es un día público nacional donde bancos, escuelas, oficinas de gobierno y muchos negocios están cerrados. Algunas calles y carreteras son cerradas para dar paso a grandes celebraciones. How do you do? Is that good? All right. And I should make you do it in English, Luis, and get you back. So, no, we're good. So at this point, I should probably give the English version for those that don't know. So let me do that real quick, and then we'll welcome the dancers up front. Independence Day is the most important holiday in Mexico to celebrate the cry of independence on September 16th, 1810, which started a revolt against the Spanish after 289 years. It follows from the day of the cry of Dolores, El Grito de Dolores, also known as the day of the shout of Dolores, by Father Miguel Hidalgo y Costilla. This event is celebrated on the night of September 15th every year when the Mexican president rings a bell and reenacts the cry from the balcony of the National Palace in Mexico City at 11 p.m. Streets are decorated with flags, flowers, and lights in the flag's colors of green, white, and red. There are parades, rodeos, bullfights, and street parties. Fireworks are part of the celebration as well. Independence Day is a national public holiday in Mexico. Banks, schools, government offices, and many businesses are closed. Some streets and roads are closed to make way for large celebrations. Are you seriously clapping that I read the English version really well? Is that Faith? Is that you did a great job on that. All right. At this point, we want to turn things over to the dancers.
Vamos a comenzar ahora y vamos a dar paso a la danza de Colombia. This is a dance from Colombia, so you're welcome to enjoy it. It's very typical, and you can appreciate all the outfits and the work that the sisters have put into it.
Amen. One last time, thank you, Iglesia Emmanuel, for being here. This will conclude our worship service, but we hope you can hang out for food. It's all in Fellowship Hall, so you'll head out the center aisles, go to the Fellowship Hall, grab some food, come back in here and hang out. But before you go, let's say a word of blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Go in peace, serve the Lord, have a great week, everyone. Dios te bendiga. Adios. Hey.